Opening. We are inside a three-dimensional corner formed by brick-textured walls and floor, establishing depth. Floating near the top of the scene is the equation, A cross B equals C, emphasizing the order of the cross product. First example. Two vectors, labeled A and B, slide into view and meet at a point, their tails together. They are shown this way to make the direction rule easier to apply. Vector A points mostly upward, tilted slightly to the right and away. Vector B points downward, to the left, and slightly towards us. A thin circular disk appears, centered at the shared origin. The disk lies in the plane defined by the vectors A and B, marking the plane that contains both vectors. A flattened right hand enters at the origin. All fingers are extended and aligned with vector A. Because this is A cross B, the hand must start pointing along A, the first vector. The hand rotates in place without shifting its position. The finger remains pointed along A as the palm turns towards B. With the hand now correctly oriented, the middle ring and pinky fingers curl naturally in the direction of vector B, showing the second step of the right hand rule. Reversing the order, starting on B instead, would reverse the final direction of the rule's outcome. The thumb extends out from the hand. It points directly out of the disk, perpendicular to the plane containing A and B. A third vector C appears at the origin, aligned with the thumb. This vector shows the direction of A cross B. C is directed to the right and slightly towards us. Here, we are focusing only on direction. The magnitude of the cross product depends upon the vector's lengths and the angle between them. The camera slowly orbits the origin. As the viewpoint changes, the geometry becomes unmistakable. Vectors A and B lie in a plane while C points out of that plane. This reinforces an important caution. Cross products are inherently three-dimensional, even when the original vectors lie in a flat plane. The hand vectors and disk fade away. A second example. A new pair of vectors appears, again meeting at the common origin. Vector A points mostly to the left, slightly up and away. Vector B points mostly towards us, slightly downwards and towards the right. A flat circular disk appears at the plane defined by these two vectors. A flattened right hand enters at the origin with its fingers aligned along vector A, reinforcing that A is the first vector in the cross product. The hand rotates so that the index finger stays aligned with A, the palm faces B, and the remaining fingers curl towards B. Thumb extends, pointing perpendicular to the disk. Vector C appears at the origin, aligned with the thumb and perpendicular to both A and B. C is directed mostly upwards and slightly to the right and towards us. The camera circles the vectors once more, confirming the three-dimensional relationship between vectors and their cross-product result.